So, like, yes. So, like, the first chart's full of just things that are embarrassing. So, okay, first off, this is my
experience.
So, are
there a lot of wizards in this setting that are just running around in adult diapers because you never know?
Like, the setting doesn't address it at all, and, like, neither does any of the art. Like, all wizards should really just be covered in shit. It is. Okay, and so this is my experience coming right off of Exalted.
Exalted, where you kill gods to,
right.
Well, if you cast lightning bolt,
well,
you
might shit
crap
your
pants.
Let's have another. This is bonus experience.
Yeah.
I'm Monica. Freelance
I'm Ray.
Resident professional.
Oh, I interrupted you.
You did.
You
it's okay.
Again? I'm sorry.
I said I'm Monica. Freelance writer and resident professional.
Oh. I'm Ray. Also a freelance writer. Very unprofessional.
Okay. The most unprofessional. That's why I invited you to do this.
And today we are bonus today. Together we are bonus experience. A podcast with a deeper look at the play experience and the finer details of running and writing games.
Yes, we swear a lot.
Die mad about it. I don't know if anyone's actually gonna, though.
No, I don't think they are.
I really don't think it's a big deal.
I've decided to make it a thing anyway.
I'm gonna make it a big deal so I can get mad at you for thinking it's a big deal.
Yeah, but I just don't want, like, if we're ever like, hey, listener feedback, to get a ton of people being like, you guys say fuck a lot. Yeah, we do. Like, I was mostly sort of thinking ahead that people might be like, well, it was a good show, but my 7-year-old can't listen to it. Well, too bad.
Well, don't fucking, what are you doing? 7-year-old, no.
So today's topic is going to be a little bit more informal than the last, which we're not really very formal at all either.
Yeah, instead of us being informational, it's just going to be us kind of like talking shit about people you've never heard of.
Yeah, or maybe you are.
Like, or maybe you are the people
we're talking about, yeah.
In which case you're about to go, hey, oh man.
I think that's me.
We got war stories, is what we're saying. We've been playing for a long time.
I
started in high school, which unfortunately was, 16 years ago. And I've met a lot of crazy people in this hobby of ours, where we roll dice and pretend to be elves or demigods or fairies.
Exiled demon princes, sentient robots. I was somebody's summon once.
You were somebody's what?
Summon.
Like, a summon?
Yeah, they played the sorcerer and I played the summon, like the demon summoned, like the extra dimensional being summoned.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Magical purveyors of kung fu. Any number of sword lesbian. So I'm defining a war story as
a lot of sword lesbians.
Your best and worst experiences.
Oh, wait, best too? I got a lot of worst. I can think of some best.
Yeah, I said best and worst. It says best and worst right there.
It does say that. Yeah, I probably should have read it.
I do all this work.
I slave over a hot Google Drive, and this is what I get.
At my day job.
Oh, maybe don't do that. This doesn't make any money.
It doesn't.
I don't know if you noticed. We do this for free.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where do you want to start?
Hey, look, how about we start with a shared experience?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I know it's not on the outline at all, but like, what's one of your favorite things about gaming with me? It's a war story you want to tell about me.
Enough about me. What do you think about me?
Or like,
okay, so one of my favorite
remember from a game we were in together. Either you don't doesn't necessarily have to be me as a GM, but like we've been players
one,
together.
One of
a couple
my
times.
Favorite. One of my favorite stories just in general about role-playing is when I was in the Exalted game that took place in Nexus. I had just joined this game that everyone else had been in. So I was like the new kid. And there was an encounter going on between the party and this NPC that you had introduced that was supposed to be, I think, Henry's enemy?
So Henry was playing a Raksha. This is an Exalted game, first off, to establish.
Yes, it was Exalted, but of course it was an Exalted game. Henry's playing a Fairfolk.
Yeah, and he's playing a Fairfolk, and he was specifically, like, the son of Baelor, as in the guy who did the Baelorian Crusade.
Fuck, was he?
Yes.
And how am I only now learning that?
I think he had enemy 5, and he decided that that meant there were 7 or 6 other children of Baelor. And he was,
really
like, the youngest, and each one would be his enemy, getting progressively more powerful. His next closest relative was his sister.
That's where Mahasparna came
in,
right?
Yes, Mahasparna, yeah. Right, who I named after some random character, I think, from a Suikoden game.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
Some of the names are real creative and some really aren't.
I rolled up in there with my Nightcast, Jade River. This fight was going on between Svad, the Fairfolk, the party, and Jadis.
Oh yeah, who
again,
I also
talk about your naming.
Speaking of, like, sometimes I come up with really cool original names, and sometimes I'm just like, I'm gonna steal names from things that I like.
So Jadis is this zenith who's like trying to kill Svad as hard as she can. It doesn't work out for whatever reason. We get the better of her. She slows down. I don't really remember the details.
Pretty sure she had an axe that she flew on.
Yes, she did. It was badass. So, one of our characters, who you will be hearing of a lot in this episode, he fashioned himself a lady killer. Like, he was supposed to be very suave and very romantic. And after all this went down, he was asking out of character, "Oh, what do I roll to seduce her?" And Monica just flat out, she's gay. Like, period at the end. And I'm already, like, loving the dynamic of these people that I'm just now meeting in this game. So I, out of character, what do I roll to seduce her? And I remember you going, and giving me the roll, and I rolled for it, and long story short, those characters hooked up, and that was one of my favorite pairings, because it was born purely out of a fuck you to that other guy.
So, that guy, a couple of my worst stories on here are things people said that sort of changed our gaming group, or became a fixture, like an inside joke that have just lasted and lasted and lasted. And that dumb motherfucker, this is before you joined, asked me over and over again, how do I roll initiative? How do I roll initiative? Like every fucking combat. How do I roll initiative? Such to the point,
even better,
that I literally was
no
like,
initiative in Exalted.
Okay.
It's called Join Battle.
No, this is first edition Exalted, remember?
Oh, was this before we switched to second?
Yeah, I don't remember when you joined. I think you joined like right before the second switch.
Because I remember him asking this during second edition,
right?
Well,
it was it was first edition's Henry's messaging me because he can hear me. First edition's initiative. So good old infamous 1d10 plus dex plus wits plus weapon speed. I got really tired of telling him 1d10 plus dex plus wits plus weapon speed over and over and over again, so I was just like, write it the fuck down. But I've told this story
at the ready
so many times that now my players are like, hey Monica, how do I roll initiative? And like at the beginning of any new game we start up, just to taunt me because of this singular
instance.
And this
instance. Is like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it was my, like, I did a lot of the stuff end of my freshman, beginning of sophomore year of college, which would have been 2004. Like, a lot of this happened in 2004, which is 13 fucking years ago. Yeah, so like, occasionally also, if somebody in another game is, that I'm not running, is being stupid about how to roll initiative, especially in a system where it's real simple, I will tell them it's 1d10 plus dex plus wits plus weapon speed.
what a fucking nightmare this mission was.
Henry's response to hearing me tell this story again was to message me with "Mother of God" in all capital letters.
He was there. He knows.
He was there. He knows.
The other thing about this player in specific, the only other story I wanted to tell about him was one of our players was playing an air aspect, which was a cool choice because a lot of us were solars. So, you know, this was someone playing a dragon-blooded, which is a much lower, like, on the power tier. But they're elementals. They're elementally empowered. And then the air aspect is also, like, cold, ice. So this character was, like, making elemental bolts out of just basically, like, frost bolts. But this guy decided he really wanted to eat one. I don't remember why, and I remember Monica very clearly telling him, you should not eat the elemental bolt. And he was, no, I want to eat it. You really shouldn't eat this elemental bolt. No, I'm going to do it. And they, okay, fine, take 5 bashing. Like, you were just, like, straight up telling, all right, you take damage, you dumb motherfucker. And then he kept doing it. It was mind-boggling.
It was mind-boggling.
I don't know why.
So I think it's really important to remember at the time, like, we were in our late teens, early 20s, and he was at least 5 years younger than we were.
No, really?
Yeah, really. He was, like, 14.
I didn't know he was that young.
Kid, like,
ah, shit.
So, like, one of the things...
You should have told me that before I started talking shit about him. He was just a guy. He was just a kid.
He did some, like, dumb stuff that is certainly worth laughing about, but in retrospect,
but he was a minor.
He was a kid. Yeah, he was definitely a minor. Yeah, no.
Well, I know by the end of that game, my Nightcast and his, I think he was playing a Zenith as well, or was he playing a Dawn?
He was a Dawn.
And my Nightcast and his Dawncast were like, they had like this the reluctant like sibling relationship kind of going on. So, and as much as we're like, oh my god, this dumb kid. It was a lovable kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Especially now in retrospect, it's like, oh,
he was just a little shit. He was just a little, aww, just a kid. We were kids.
Yes, but he was more kid than we were.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, now he's certainly in his late 20s.
Wherever
you are. Man, I hope you grew up okay. Wherever you are.
Stop eating elemental
bolts. I hope you didn't eat any other magical snowballs in anybody else's games. Remember that one time in our admins game, we called it admins game because the players were all the administrators of a certain forum,
right the forum.
Yeah, so it was you and me, and it was Vera and Henry who was running it. Remember that one time we limit dominoed?
No. Did I don't remember this,
really.
No, I don't remember. Okay, now this is going
to
be great.
Okay, now I'm going to try to remember the specifics because, again, this is also at least a decade ago. So I think Cricket went off first.
Oh, poor Cricket.
What was your thing again?
Heart of Tears.
Right, okay. I think
so she would have just, like, broken down.
Broken down and started getting really annoying. And that,
well, yeah,
because
she...
Murdoch's Heart of Tears crotchety.
So Exalted... Exalted has that whole with great power is, well, no, that's not what I want. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Right.
So yeah, you have like these tragic flaws, and when your flock kind of goes off, you kind of have a break with reality, and they call it limit break. And there's different kinds that aggravate on different emotions. And my somewhat infamous Eclipse cast, when she limit broke, she would basically just start crying uncontrollably and try to escape whatever it was that had caused it. And I think we were in the middle of a fight, weren't we?
I don't remember the context of it. It was post-fight. Like, we had done something where all of us were, like, really close to our breaking point. We were, like,
yeah,
three or four away. The limit is a track of 10. Or at least it was in second edition. And you had to roll your virtue whenever your limit condition came up. And with the way Exalted's math curve worked, did occasionally mean that, like, you gained a fuck ton of limit all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So something happened. You hit one of your limit conditions. You roll. You hit limit break. So Cricket starts, like, weeping and trying to escape the scene and being sort of a nuisance because she's having an emotional breakdown. And one of Murdoch, Vera's character, who is a crotchety old man, who had like a crotchety old man temperance limits limit break.
I think Murdoch's limit break was literally called contempt of the old.
Yes. Bless Vera.
So because Cricket is now inconsolable and acting completely irrationally, Murdoch goes off because these young people all around him are acting irrationally.
Right, so he goes full crotchety old man and he starts belittling Ceres, whose limit break is berserk anger. One of them is being
which
insulted,
only goes
belittled,
off when,
demeaned, or frustrated.
When someone insults you. Right. So now you go off.
So then, like, tanky invincible sword princess is now gone into a blind berserk rage.
Yeah. That, there may be a reason why I don't remember that. Oh boy.
Leaving our one dragon blood going, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Goddamn anathema.
The berserk anger, like, limit flaw was always kind of like a character moment for me. It was, in retrospect, kind of a bit too real. Like, real calm, cool, awesome person all of a sudden has like an explosive temper a mile wide, you know?
Yeah.
I don't relate to that at all.
And then there was the compassion version that didn't really make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But I know River had it, and the only time she got to limit break, one of the other characters, like, basically locked her in an indestructible room,
right,
and I couldn't do anything with it. And limit breaks are supposed to be like this cool, like, traumatic,
like,
oh,
yeah,
it's happening.
You got like thrown in a tower. Like, he summoned
basically
a big orichalcum wall around you.
Yes, and I just like tired myself
out. Yeah.
She'll work it out. Just leave it. I'm left alone in a room just for nothing. Ugh. This whole thing could just be Exalted.
Could be. It's probably going to be.
Ugh.
I mean, I did play in one delightful stinker of a Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Again, a lot of the details are real fuzzy at this point. It's my sophomore year. I've played, like, one game, and it's Exalted. Played a lot of Exalted. And then our mutual friend Jason, like, Henry, our friend James, who's on another podcast with me, our friend Paul, who's also on another podcast with me, but basically a bunch of other people who's on another podcast with me were in this. We're James, Steve, Paul, Katie, Henry, Jason, who doesn't hang out with us anymore. We were all in this Warhammer Fantasy game. I think they invited me, and I think I was like, it's not Exalted, so I'm not going to play, because I was that asshole when I was, you know, 19. And God, if you gamed with me when I was 19, why are you still friends with me now? So
that's
Jason,
hard, man. You were a kid.
Yeah, I was a kid. So Jason also had a bad habit of joining something, being really enthusiastic about it for about two sessions, and then getting bored and leaving, which is exactly what he did in this game.
No.
So Henry was like, come play in this game with us. You can just play Jason's character. You don't have to make a new character. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I show up and I'm like, all right, I'll fill in for him. So I get his character sheet. And he's playing a character named Martin, and Martin is a celestial wizard. And spellcasters in Warhammer Fantasy, which is a percentile game, you roll your percentile against a difficulty to cast the spells in your spellbook. And they're not, like, once per day unless there's not, like, spell slots, but they might be limited by, some of them require material components. Some of them specifically say once per day. Some of them require weird conditions to cast. But otherwise, like, if you have Lightning Bolt, you can cast Lightning Bolt to your heart's content as long as you have the components to do it with.
All right.
It's a neat system. It was actually a lot of fun. But all magic comes from chaos. So anytime you roll doubles on your percentile dice, you then have to roll on a chart for some weird shit that happens to you. And the first chart is like things that are embarrassing. And then the second chart are like things that are damaging. And then you can go over to the third chart, which can end in like chaos opens up and eats you. You're dead. The end. Roll a new character.
There's a chance every time you cast a spell that you could just die.
Yes, but it's extremely unlikely because it's like three charts in on a, you roll doubles, then you roll a result. Then if it's, there's a one at the bottom where if you hit like a 1 in 100 chance on that, you get to go to the next one. Then the next, so it's like a 1 in 10,000 chance of that happening every time you do it. So extremely unlikely, but still there. Most of the time, I just shit myself. So like,
so that's an option too.
So like, yes. So like, the first chart's full of just things that are embarrassing. So okay, first off, this is my experience.
So are there a lot of wizards in this setting that are just running around in adult diapers because you never know?
Like, the setting doesn't address it at all, and like, neither does any of the art. Like, all wizards should really just be covered in shit. It is. Okay, and so this is my experience coming right off of Exalted.
Exalted, where you kill gods, right? To, well, if you cast lightning bolt,
you might shit your pants. So like, the things on the list are like, your hand freezes in a strange position, all living plants around you die, all liquids on your person turn to brine, which is really shitty if you're carrying potions.
Mm-hmm.
You shit yourself. I hate you shit yourself a lot. Like, Martin the Celestial Wizard shat his pants so many times. There was a point in that. Okay, there was. I don't know, because poop is funny and also gross.
It sure is.
So like, there was definitely a point at which I was playing this character. We're in a combat. I roll to cast a spell. I successfully cast the spell, but I hit doubles. I roll on the chart. I hit doubles. I shit myself. Okay, fine, whatever. At this point, it's old hat. Martin's got diarrhea every time he casts a spell.
Stop casting these spells.
No, it's
Martin.
The most, like, it's super damaging and it's really worthwhile. And also, like,
god damn.
So then I cast.
I've had friends who, like, straight up hate Warhammer, and I think I'm starting to get why.
I cast another spell. I cast it successfully. I hit doubles. I roll doubles. And then all the liquids on my person turn to brine.
Oh, so all the poop turns
to
brine, right?
The GM goes, do you have any liquid left on your person that is not brine? Because there's a game that's got special powers, I'm going to use them over and over again. So, like, weird shit happened to him all the time. and I'm like, just the shit. And he was like, well, turns to brine, so.
Oh, nice. Like a little sea bath. This is good.
So one of the other spells in the Celestial Wizard, because it's sort of, it's not like the stars, it's more like storms in the sky, kind of sky themed. So Lightning Bolt is in there. Like, the top tier ones are like Fate of Doom, and so that sort of stars thing. But like, Lightning Bolt, Wind Blast, something else. But like, Wind Blast not only stops projectile attacks, but it knocks everything back, right? So
and then there's like brown pants.
Those are just like, brown pants happens after Wind Blast.
Charmin attack.
So one of the other players, Katie, and this is where Katie and Monica are not allowed to sit next to each other anymore, also came from, she's playing a Bright Wizard, and Bright Wizards have fire powers. And her character.
Do they also?
Oh, sure. Everybody does. Whenever you cast, there's a chance. Yeah, yeah. So like, I just use my spells more often than everybody else, basically because I was like, well, I've got a cool power, I'm gonna use it, and if the first chart, like, probability wise,
you know,
I'm most likely to just poop and not like die. So
I have always been fascinated by like, oh, if I could cast magic like in World of Warcraft, I could. But if there was even a chance that I would shit myself if I did it, I don't know if I would ever do it.
There was also a point at which people were like, you're not playing Martin or anything like Jason was playing Martin. And I'm like, well, Jason's not playing Martin anymore.
Jason's not home.
Yeah, Jason's not home. So, like, I kind of also role-played this character as someone who was okay with the fact that, like, whenever he was good at channeling magic. He was a good spellcaster. I had a pretty high casting ability. I hit my target numbers almost all the time. I just occasionally pooped myself. And so just, he was just a gross weirdo. And like, yeah. Henry was playing a hedge wizard, which makes you even shittier at magic, and like, makes the chance that bad things will happen to you even worse. And so we were just sort of like shitty, gross bros together.
So you were just like the pig pen twins?
We were kind of the pig pen twins, yeah. And so like, Katie's bright wizard was also like, we were kind of like a trio of just awful people. And then like, we had a bunch of...
With stink lines coming off
right,
you.
Right, like, so... We are escaping some generic Warhammer baddie. I think it was orcs. And we're in a cart and it's like charging away. And we realize we're not going to be able to get away fast enough. So like, Katie and I look at each other and I'm like, what happens if I cast Wind Blast and she casts Fireball at the same time?
Firenado!
Out the back of the cart.
Oh no.
So the GM totally let us... Fireball, Wind Blast, Rocket Cart, and like, but the same GM also decided that when I totally shut down his Skaven, which are the little rat men, and the little rat men have rattling guns.
Oh, God. Yep,
they have little rat Gatling guns. Well, when the party worked together, we had two troll slayers, which are like exiled dwarves, so they're super badass, and the only way they can regain their dwarven honor is to like kill bigger and bigger things. So there are these two really tanky, badass, fighty guys, and then three wizards.
Who are just constantly shitting.
Right, who are constantly shitting, but the spells are really powerful. Like, a bright wizard just, like, poops out fire damage, and I've got lightning bolt, and I've got wind blast, and I've got a bunch of, like...
You can't use poops out! You can't say that!
Well, I sure can, because it definitely happened.
I'm gonna look up Warhammer tables later and just fucking
I don't
use
remember
my mind.
What else was on there. My book is downstairs, but, like...
You remember pooping constantly.
I just
constantly.
Remember pooping constantly. I don't know what number it is on the chart, and I don't think it happens any more often than any of the other ones. It just, my luck landed there. Or maybe they were the more memorable ones. But like, so there was a setup and we were like trying to cross a ravine and there's a rattling gun on either side and they're just pelting us with bullets and it's really tearing up our party, who had been pretty durable and had like handily handled most encounters. And I realized that one of the things Wind Blast does is basically shut down all ranged combat. Like, it makes damn near impossible to... It increases the difficulty to hit, like, by a near impossible margin. So I set it up, Wind Blast, bam! And his encounter is basically shut down. So then suddenly I get critted three times.
Oh, how convenient.
How convenient. Like, oh... Mm. I'm like, you're fucking lying. I got really mad. I was like, you're fucking lying. And he was like, I'm not. You can come here and look at it. But he was definitely rolling behind a GM screen. It was a little bit too convenient. That's all I'm saying. Not that three crits in a row can't possibly happen. Just that, like, oh, all of a sudden they decide to only target my character and not the two scarier things because I used the spell that shut the encounter down. And they somehow get three crits on me even though I'm behind cover. Okay. Sure.
All right, guy.
And that was also the GM who decided that, like, something weird happened. There was a demon at the end of the game. He possessed one of the troll slayers. And then, like, there's three wizards. So I'm like, let's reverse the ritual that put the demon in the guy. And, like, I had counterspell. That's one of the things I had as a wizard. So, like, I spend the entire game, like, building a magic circle and, like, getting all the materials. And, like, Martin's going to save his friend. And then the other wizards are helping me out and we're like pouring everything into it, and then like, oh, we got rid of the demon, but it kills the character anyway. End of the game.
Ugh, it's the worst.
So that's what I mean by it was a real delight and a stinker of a Warhammer fantasy game.
when I was pooping, it was great.
Right. Well, one of the other stories too from that fucking game was that magic is also sort of dubiously legal. In setting, possibly because cast magic, you shit yourself.
Yeah,
and
one of the things,
one
that
of
can
the
happen.
Many things that can happen, up to like, but also like, reality can rip open and demons come out. But like, more likely, you're just gonna shit your pants. And so at one point, like, a witch hunter is coming after us because we're assholes who smell like shit and are constantly casting magic, and. we had been sort of framed for doing something that we hadn't done with magic. They were like interrogating Katie's character, whose name I don't even fucking remember. Martin jumps in to defend her because she had been holed up in like one of the libraries and was just studying. Like, she didn't actually do the thing. She was just being set up. And he's like, no, no, because that was the Martin voice. No, she's been studying. Just been holed up in here for days. Hasn't even left to bathe. No, the smell of feet was undeniable. And just the phrase, the smell of feet was undeniable, became a catchphrase that Katie still says to me to this day.
Oh, God. At least it was feet. God. She's been practicing her lightning bolts. The smell of shit was undeniable.
No, no, we're just wizards. We all smell like shit. It's fine.
Fucking shit wizards in Warhammer.
This is Warhammer. Oh, everyone's a shit something. I think one of the ones that, like, could happen is, like, everything goes numb from the waist down. Oh, here's that cold.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Dolly.
And, I was playing a male character, which people had the hardest time with, and occasionally I would be like, no, my testicles, I can't feel them. And then they'd bother everybody.
And would he just shout that, like, apropos of nothing?
Yep. Well, not, I mean, like...
I'm going to do it. I have always had kind of like, I don't know if I could like cross play. I've never done it in person before, but now I fucking have to. Just so from time to time, I could go, oh, my testicles.
Well, like you cast a spell and instead of shitting your pants, everything goes numb from the waist down. So then you just,
my genitals.
God damn. I can't feel them. You keep calling me she.
Oh, Martin, you lovable shit wizard.
Yeah, I didn't even get to trashomancy. Like, I just... This is not an exalt...
Trashomancy?
Yeah. That same witch hunter story arc. I don't even remember why. He got freaked out and hid in a trash bin.
Because there were three wizards smelling a shit everywhere.
Right, right. Well, no, Martin... There were witch hunters, and, like, to escape them, and, like, someone had been framed, and arrows were pointing to us, because we're the shit wizards. So he hid in a trash can... and when the rest of the party was like, the fuck are you doing? He came out with a fish head on his hand and was like, trashomancy. It's deeply magical.
Okay, I was taking you seriously. Because up to this point, everything you've told me about Warhammer, I'd be like, yeah, trashomancy. Yeah, trash wizard. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Totally. No. Nope.
Trash wizard. Yeah. Why not?
No.
Well, I think we will have to do another episode of
War Stories. Yeah, we're
going
to have to do
stories.
A second thing of War Stories, because I thought I'd get to any of the other Exalted ones, and I spent the whole time talking about Martin the Celestial Wizard.
Martin's pretty good, I gotta say.
Somebody else's character who I made an even better character.
You've done everyone a favor, and I think you've done us all a favor by telling us about... The time
I
you
found...
played a wizard who couldn't feel his balls.
Couldn't feel his balls. I found a skull.
Couldn't feel
which
him
was...
with both hands. All right. Well, we'll have to pick this up later.
We are going to have to pick
you,
it up later.
You've
so...
got a cold and...
I do.
I've got cold toes and I think that's
it's
a good
late.
Way to wrap it up. We're bonus experience. Just fucking change it if you want.
Just fucking change it if you want to.
I don't want that to be our sign-off.
Okay, well then let's not make it be our sign-off.
We're bonus experience. Don't shit your pants.
I've cast a spell and shit myself. I can't feel my balls.
Bonus experience.
You can find
feel
me on
balls.
Twitter.
Oh, hey, you can find me on Twitter. You can find me at Ray_Cole. That's RAI_COLE. I will... bore and annoy you with my tweets.
You can find me on Twitter. I am Zenith Sun, like the Exalted cast. I will also bore you. I don't post a whole lot, but I do retweet a lot of things. My feed things retweeted for me are like 50% aggressively political and 50% oh, look at shit I think is funny. Thank you.
All
and
right.
Good night.
Everybody get out.
Thanks for listening. Bonus Experience is filmed live before a fictional studio audience in Sigil. We are written and produced by Monica and Ray. Our theme song is Reuse Noise with the Light by CDK and is used under the Attribution Non-Commercial Creative Commons license. Our logo and art is done by Nino Studios. Check her out at Nino, that's N-E-N-O, Studios on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thanks again, and see you in the next episode.